Harper Audio presents Cronkite by Douglas Brinkley. Read by George Waddell. When novelist Kurt Vonnegut heard that on March 6, 1981, after nearly 19 years of service, Walter Cronkite was retiring at 64 years old from his job as anchorman of the CBS Evening News, he wrote a heartfelt paean for The Nation, titled A Reluctant Big Shot. Vonnegut worried about what Cronkite's abdication meant for the future of American democracy. Over the years, he had come to equate Cronkite, a fellow Midwesterner, with the Father Christmas character who, in self-deprecating fashion, insisted that he was only a newsman. Now Vonnegut fretted that the most trusted reporter, one who remained as entranced by the unfolding of each day's news as a child with a new kaleidoscope, was sailing off into the retirement horizon. There were no consolation prizes for the American people. With cable TV news as the emergent driving force, Vonnegut worried that the era of thoughtfulness in news broadcasting was over. "The actual crisis is upon us," Vonnegut lamented. A subliminal message in every one of his broadcasts was that he had no power and wanted none. So now we feel that a kindly and intelligent teacher is leaving our village. It turns out not to matter that the village happens to be as big as all outdoors. Since the CBS heyday of Edward R. Murrow in the 1950s, no television broadcaster had been so omnipresent in American life as Cronkite. He was as familiar to TV watchers as the Star-Spangled Banner at the end of late-night programming before the static ruled. Whether it was chronicling astronaut John Glenn's orbit of Earth, lamenting the JFK assassination, sharing his post-Tet Offensive doubts about the Vietnam War, dubbing the Chicago police a bunch of thugs at the 1968 Democratic Convention in Chicago, or celebrating the nation's bicentennial, Cronkite was the clarion voice in network news. Instead of the error some TV anchors made of babbling constantly through special coverage of a presidential inauguration or a moonwalk, Cronkite had mastered the intentional pause, the need for frozen seconds of long silence at certain historic moments. Nobody before or after Cronkite had mastered the art of communicating news on television nightly without ever becoming an irritant. What Murrow had been to radio, Cronkite was to TV. Though they were as different in style as night and day, their overmastering legacies at CBS News represent high-water marks of 20th-century electronic journalism. Cronkite trained himself to speak at a rate of 124 words per minute in broadcasts, so that TV viewers could easily absorb the newscast. Americans typically average about 165 words a minute, and hard-to-understand speakers average 200. Blessed with a mellifluous voice, Cronkite slowed the verbiage down like an old muddy river, and TV viewers approved en masse. As Cronkite prepared to step down as CBS News anchorman on a Friday night, one network executive postulated that the broadcaster had come to represent God, Mother, the American flag, the four-minute mile, and Mount Everest, to an adoring public traumatized by Vietnam and Watergate. Every physical feature of Cronkite told the same story, from the glacial blue of his receptive eyes to the perfect grooming of his Walt Disney-like mustache. By all outward appearances, he looked like a serious man. His French-cuffed shirts, many bearing the monogram WLC, for Walter Leland Cronkite, were always starched. Only his large knot ties, some of them with fat stripes or polka dots, hinted toward humor. As a child of the Great Depression, Cronkite found that frugality came naturally. Even his best friends called him stingy. He hated picking up tabs or...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?